哈利路亚，奉主之圣名，一起来这边。我现在报昨天是不是？昨天不是要报告吗？还是？
哦、are we going to continue with our report from yesterday？
不是，交作业。哦，但是没有，只有一个人交而已啊。
And I've only received one homework. Oh, here we go.
谢谢。好了，那过半数，那
It's over half, so we're okay.
我们下去之后，有人再问一些问题了。那有没有人有？我们昨天讲的哈，有误会的，可以提出来，或是你感觉讲的没有道理的，我们用十分钟哈，大家哦，太多了。
It's too much homework now.
嗯。
And right now is about we're going to spend about 10 minutes asking any questions, anything that didn't make sense from yesterday. And the first question is when Jesus said Eli, since he didn't go to God, where did he go?
那时候是耶稣为我们尝死味的时候。
And that was during the time when Jesus was tasting death for us.
因为他被神离弃。
And he was forsaken by God.
那在圣经里面，离弃神永恒的面，这就是沉沦。
And in the Bible, when you say that you have to leave God is to be forsaken by God from the face of God.
那这就是在希伯来书所说的，他为我们尝的死味。
And this is recorded in the book of Hebrews, saying that Jesus tasted death for us.
对不对？应该是那个时候，在希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2.
第九节。
Verse 9.
那耶稣尝死味也是两个层面的。
And when Jesus tasted death, it was on two fronts.
一个就是被神离弃的灵的死哈。
The first is that God left him, and that is a spiritual death.
那第二个就是他的肉身也死。
And secondly is that his own flesh died.
所以。当他在说父啊我把我的灵魂交在你手里的时候那时候他是第一次又跟神和好那就是我们洗礼的时候那一次的就是第一次的复活
And so when Jesus said My Father I commend my spirit into your hands This is when he was reconciled with God And this is during our baptism When we are resurrected for the first time
那第二次就是他从坟墓里面第三天之后那是第二次复活就是身体的复活
And the second resurrection was 3 days later He resurrected from the tomb And that is the resurrection of the flesh
因为第一个亚当死两次对不对
Because the first Adam died twice also
所以第二个亚当也一样
And the second Adam likewise
那我们现在是第二我们现在是我们算是第一个亚当
And so right now we are considered as the
我们现在已经头一次复活了
We're the second Adam Because we've already resurrected once
我们什么时候复活的
When did we resurrect?
受洗的时候
It's during our baptism.
那我们还要再等第二次复活
And we're still awaiting the second resurrection.
那就是身体复活
And that is the resurrection of our body.
这样有没有什么如果 不通的话我们可以再想想
And if this doesn't make sense yet we can think about it some more.
那个时间很短
对
因为他马上一的时候就唱
诗不人间的时间短但是人间的时间短 不等于灵里面的时间短在灵里面你人间的一秒钟的那苦已经是，这不是用人间的时间来算的。
And so, yesterday,
或是，我说如果可能几秒钟，也可能几分钟啊。
And yesterday it was said that period of time when God forsake Jesus, it was a very short period of time. But actually, a spirit, a couple of seconds in the flesh is, you can't compare that to time in the spiritual realm.
感谢神，那我们谢长老在这里哈。哦，他又来。
So we thank God, although she is here, he's come back.
就尝死味了，为我们而死。
So the question is, where did he taste death?
在哪里呢？我们看那个《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to Acts.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
第二章第三十一节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 31.
我们请您先下。
Verse 31, he, foreseeing this, spoke concerning the resurrection of the Christ, that his soul was not left in Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption.
有人就用这一节啦来讲说耶稣他的那个什么魂，这个我去年才从那个谢长老那边学的很多
and,
就是关于复活灵魂体的问题。
And so just last year I learned a lot from Elder Shea regarding resurrection, our body, soul and spirit.
这个不要再问了，都问的话请谢长老讲，那个三个小时讲不完。
So don't continue asking me this, otherwise we'll ask Elder Shea. We're going to take 3 hours of our time.
三十一节这边说他的什么
Verse
3,
it says,
他的什么不配在阴间？
His soul.
他的魂啊。
His soul.
中文写灵魂，灵魂就是这是魂。
His soul was not left in Hades.
他的那个 flesh, 肉身也不见朽坏。
And his flesh did not see corruption.
所以见不配在阴间的话，有人就利用这节说他这个那一段时间呢，是他是到过阴间了。
And since it says that he was not left in Hades, some people use this verse to say that he was in Hades at that
period
of time.
他的魂啊。
His soul.
那魂。就是因为有到过阴间才说不撇在阴间，用这样来讲。
Only when you have been to Hades can you say that you were not left in Hades.
但是不是他被埋葬之后三天在阴间里面。
It wasn't that after he was buried that he stayed 3 days in Hades.
不是这样子。
It's not that.
好，那什么？那
藏了死不有死物。
So we say taste of death, this is just the physical death.
So, 是就是这个问题啊。
Or is it that he tastes spiritual death?
这个哦，我一般是不讲说他到阴间去了。
And for the most part, I don't say that he went to Hades.
那你刚刚不是说不可以在阴间就是有去
过？我是说人家这样解释啦。
And we said just now that people explain it to be so. It wasn't that I said so.
啊？不是说翻译错误了。
不过只有肉体的死的话，那么肉有带有肉体已经死了，但是他是只为人的为人人藏了死位，就是不是为了只有自己肉体的死的。
So this isn't just about the
担当世人的罪，这个有魂的死，
对。
This isn't just
那魂的死就是被神离弃。
This isn't about his personal death because a personal physical death because he was tasting death for all of mankind, and so in order to taste death for all of mankind, there needs to be some spiritual realm in there.
But 圣经是这样写的，以利以利是被撇弃，后来他就马上把他的灵魂交在神的手里。这是圣经的咯，
只有一下马上起来就是赢过啊，赢过就是他来就是死亡，赢过死亡，然后下去一粒一粒要马上配，马上要神接受我，他马上不背在那里，马上我这样解释很过得去啊。
So this is a good explanation that says that Eli, Eli, God had forsaken him, but only a few seconds later God he overcame death, and so Jesus Christ, God accepted him again.
我只是请你补充一下，请你补充一下。
不是补充，
不是补充。
This is not to help. This is a question.
Matthew 24. And
this is a question brought up by many churches, and it is Matthew chapter 24, verse 40. We rarely discuss it in our church.
Verse 41.
So in the other churches, they call this the rapture, which is that period of time God will take certain people up. But what is our church's explanation of this?
这个就是那个千禧年王国的，就是的用解释啊，千禧年。
And this is also one of the explanations of the millennium.
那这种解释的话很残忍啊，神会感觉很残忍。
And I feel that this kind of explanation is very pitiful.
你跟你的 baby 跟他睡，哎， 你的儿子被提了，你在那里跟太太在一起，哎，忽然他不见了，这个人间少了一半，这个社会还活得下去啊？
So if you think about it, you're sleeping there.
他那个是真的，把你娶去了。
The other person is taken away, and this is leaving half of mankind left. How cruel!
不是这样子的。
It's not so.
只是娶去偏向是得救不得救。
It says, one is taken, one is left. This is whether or not we're saved.
是这样，是到世界末了的时候，啊，娶去一个，撇下一个，可能两个一起是同工，哦，两个一起，这就是讲同工了。两个在田里就是男人嘛，哈，同工在推磨也是女人同工，他们推磨是两个人一起推这样子，不要说同工就两个都得救，但是也不是说二娶一了，那这样大家都很糟糕了，那糟糕，我们两个娶一个呢？
And so,
最好是独行啊。
This is just to say that two people are co-workers, there are two men working the field, two women working together, to show that because your co-workers doing the same thing, you may not be saved.
这里最主要是讲要警醒预备。
Most important here is telling us to be watchful and to prepare.
好了，我还是怕问了。
I'm scared of any more questions.
只剩两厉害。但是灵体啊。
The question is, when Jesus resurrected, was he, was his body flesh or spirit? Because the disciples were able to touch him, and was he a mixture of both? And the answer is, he was a spiritual body.
哥林多前书第十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
第四十四节。
Verse 44.
所中的是血气的身体，复活的是灵性的身体。你要你把整个的看，整个十五章看，这十五章最主要讲身体复活。
And chapter 15 talks mainly about the resurrection of the body.
那二十四节，二十节。
In verse 20.
哦，我们常在引用的就是耶稣哈，基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人出熟的果子。
Often use this to say that Jesus Christ has risen and he is the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
所以这是一个灵性的身体。
So this is a spiritual body.
再继续念下去，你就可以知道这是属天的，有属天形状的那个属天的身体。
And so if we continue reading, we can see that this is a celestial body.
好，那如果没有什么疑问的话，那我们今天来看灵界辩证了。
And so there are no more questions. We'll continue to study the discernment of the spiritual realm.
在灵界辩证里面，其实我感觉这次的课其实都不应该是我来讲。
Actually, I don't feel like I'm supposed to be teaching any of the classes that I'm teaching.
那我是把我听到的、自己查考的跟大家来分享就是了。
And so I'm just sharing with everyone what I've heard and also what I've studied.
那在座的有真的有很多人比我更多经验，并且学的更多。
And there are many people sitting here who have more experience and have learned much more than I have.
那我们可以一起来探讨。
And so we can discuss this together.
好，那在给我写的讲义里面呢，我们看第二大段。
And so let's take a look at the Roman numeral 2 in the outline.
第一个就是这个是我们都很知道的灵的范围，有神的灵、人的灵哈，这些东西。
So Roman numeral 1 is the boundaries of the spiritual realm, and these are things that we're familiar with.
那我们来看第二。
So Roman numeral 2.
灵跟灵之间呢有互动关系。
And so what is the relationship in the spiritual realm?
哦，比如说那个神跟魔鬼的关系，神跟天使，神跟人的关系。
For example, the relationship between God and devil, God and angels, God and man.
然后魔鬼跟天使啊，魔鬼跟人的关系。
And relationship between devil and angels and devil and man.
那在天使跟人呢、啊、
？And then angels and man.
那第四个应该我另外一个查考一些，就是人跟人的关系。
And then and another point I have is the relationship between man and man.
就是人的意志也可以影响到别人的意志。
Which is that our
Our
will can affect other people's will.
那我们看第那个第三大段，就是约翰一书第四章第一节。
And then Roman numeral 3, number 1, it talks about 1 John chapter 4, verse 1.
约翰一书四章第一节。
1 John chapter 4, verse 1.
这是我们一般我们在临界辩证里面所常常引用的一段经节。
This is also a passage that we use often when we talk about the discernment of the spiritual realm.
亲爱的弟兄啊，一切的灵你们不可多信，总要试验哪些灵是出于神的，不是，因为世上有许多假先知已经出来了。所以这边告诉我们，一切的灵不可多信。
He also says that we cannot believe every spirit.
所以在约翰那个时代，已经教会在就是那个使徒时代的教会已经到末期了。
At the time of John, the apostolic church was at its end.
如果你说一切的灵都不一切的灵你们不可多信，这一讲呢，大家心里都毛毛的。
And so at that time, if you just say that you cannot believe all spirits, and everybody feels fuzzy in their heart.
对不对？你感觉怪怪的，这。
好，
如果讲这样的话。那表示那时候的灵很混乱，甚至在教会里面也是一样。
That means that the spirit was in chaos at that time, and it was also working within the churches.
是约翰对当时信徒讲的。
And this is what John said to the disciples at that time.
所以一切的灵，他这没有说，他这跟信徒讲一切的灵，包括你可能隔壁他好像圣灵还是怎么样，都不可信了。这个听起来很不是很矛盾的吗？很怪的吗？
So this is John telling the members at that time that every single spirit is not that something you can believe in, meaning perhaps the person next to you seems to have the Holy Spirit, but he may not.
这是消极的，不可多信。
And so this is the negative part, which is that you cannot.
那记者这边说总要试验。
And it says you must test the spirits.
哪些是出于神的，或是不是？
To see whether they are of God or not.
好，那我们来看第四点了哈。
Look at Roman numeral 4.
我们圣经从圣经里面来找这个灵界辩证的法则。
And so we look in the Bible to find out how to discern the spiritual realm.
我们这灵界辩证，我把它其实是两个大段，一个就是什么，从上而下的，这就是那个演绎法。
And so we have two different things of the spirit, which is one is from the top down.
你在做什么学问呢？就是人间呢、啊，我们理智能够想得到的都是什么？两个方向嘛，一个从上往下，一个从下往上。
And so when we study anything,
无论你是科学或是人文科学或是自然科学，都是这样子。一定人间的法则逃不过这两个。
When we study anything, we always there's two different ways of doing it. One is induction, and one is deduction.
对。那一般来讲的话。那个比较属于自然科学的，大部分都是那个什么，用归纳法。自然科学都是归纳法，你试验一二三四五二五有这样共通性，找出一个原则。啊，这个原则你要找出来，你再应用它的原则，都是这样子的。
And so when it's a deduction, it means that you've done the same experiment 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times, and then at the end you come up to this conclusion, and then you use this principle as something for the rest of the experiments that you didn't do.
那我们在那个第三点的临界辩证的定义的第二段那里说，神的真理是绝对的主观。
And then we say that in Roman numeral three, number two, it says that God's truth is the absolute objective.
也是主观的，世界上没有纯客观的东西啊，绝对没有。
Objective, there's nothing in this world that is absolutely subjective.
被你讲出来的东西都主观的，你讲的嘛。
Everything that you say is objective because you said it.
那在神的真理就是最主要以圣经，这是绝对的主观。
And so when we say God's truth, this is the Bible, and this is the most absolute objective.
那我们对神的这个理解呢，是一种开放性的主观，这是客观性的主观。
And so man's understanding towards God is a subjective understanding, and it's a liberal objective.
那我们的主观是以神的绝对主观为主。
And our understanding is using God's truth as the objective.
好，那灵界辩证这里我提出了两个法则。
And so from the deduction, there's two different points.
临界辩证的两个法则。
Oh, this discerning point, the discern.
对。
Discern the biblical decrees of discerning the spiritual realm.
那第一个，我们来看《使徒行传》第十章四十七节。
The first is Acts chapter 10, verse 47.
使徒行传十章四十七节。
Acts chapter 10, verse 47.
对彼得来讲，这是一个很大的一个考验。
And for Peter, this is a very great test.
在我们现在可能很难想象到他的这个考验是多大。
And for us right now, it's probably very difficult for us to understand how great this test was for him.
因为当时是一个封闭的社会。
So at that time, it was a very closed kind of
society. 犹太人跟以色列那个以色列人跟外邦人是绝对不来往的。
And the Jews and the Gentiles would not communicate with each other at all.
你看，耶稣面朝向耶路撒冷。
And Jesus faced Jerusalem.
那些撒玛利亚人就不接待他了。
And then the Samaritans no longer accept or receive him.
他们是泾渭分明的。
And because they are.
就是分开的。
They are divided.
那现在彼得来到了这个哥尼流家。
But now Peter has come to the house of Cornelius.
他们听得到。
And they heard the gospel.
又得了圣灵。
They received the Holy Spirit.
其实他很不想去的。
And actually, he didn't want to go.
那神亲自用异象两次召他。
And God used a vision and called him twice.
神还一直讲说，神认为哈洁净你不要以为俗啊。
And then God even told him that what God has cleansed, you must not call common.
被逼去的。
He was forced to go.
那现在他们得圣灵了。
But now they have received the Holy Spirit.
那他现在四十七节，于是彼得说，这些人既受了圣灵，与我们一样，谁能禁止用水给他们施洗呢？
Verse 47, can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?
这是彼得辨证圣灵的法则。
And this is Peter's decree in discerning the Holy Spirit.
是与我们一样。
Using just as we have.
这是第一个法则。
And this is the first decree.
我们再来看第十一章第十六节。
Let's also look at chapter 11, verse 16.
他在当场是用这个来判断，跟我们一样。
And during that time, he said that they just as we have, and so he judged according to this way.
彼得年纪最大了。
And Peter was the oldest.
但是他回去，人家也是攻击他了。
But when he went back, people also criticized him.
表示这件事情很严重。
Meaning that what he had done was very serious.
他的年长的地位，并且他在跟主耶稣的路上，他都是老是他讲话的这样的一个地位，没有办法镇住他的作为。
And his seniority, and he following Jesus Christ the whole time and speaking when Jesus was there, was not able to let him take his stand of this.
他回去还要解释的。
When he went back, he still had to explain about this.
十一章十六节。
Chapter 11, verse 16.
他就说，我就想起主的话说，约翰是用水施洗，但你们要受圣灵的洗。那我们再看，我们看十五节。
Let's look at verse 15.
我一开讲，圣灵就便降在他们身上，正像当初降在我们身上一样。这个十六节应该改十五节哈，到十六节这样比较好。
And we should read chapter 11, verse 15 instead.
他说跟我们一样，降在我们身上一样。
It fell upon them just as it fell upon us in the beginning.
那在灵界辩证里面，现在你可以想想哈。那个，如果你看以前的见证，或是我们小时候，三十年前，或是四十年前，吴执事也可以做见证。那时候你在台湾，如果你绝对没有听到哪一个教会说求圣灵、讲灵言，除了正式教会之外。
And so we think about it like 30 years ago or so, you cannot hear of another church speaking about praying for the Holy Spirit, receiving the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues.
那时候我们被人家攻击的很重要一个目标之一，就是我们讲灵言、求圣灵。
At that time, we were attacked by many other people because we spoke in tongues.
现在你去台湾，你说得圣灵、说灵言，每个很多教派几乎大家都说阿门。
And so now, if you go to Taiwan and you say receive the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues, a lot of people will say Amen.
人家一讲阿门，你讲不下去了。
And so when they say Amen, you can't argue any further.
你以前以这个人一讲，人家就反对你，对不对？所以你哇就。有一种烈士的精神，马上一直跟他传啊，他听懂了就来祷告，就得圣灵了。现在不是啊，你跟他说，他说阿门，哇。
And so before
一样嘛，对不对
？Before when you go out and you say this, receive the Holy Spirit and pray in tongues, they'll start arguing, and so you'll argue back, and then you'll bring them to church and they'll pray and they receive the Holy Spirit. But now when you say it, they just say Amen, and that's the end.
这是一种灵里混乱吗
？And this is there's a disturbance in the spiritual realm.
并且会越来越严重。
And it will get more and more serious.
在这一点上面，这就要 这就是我们所讲的灵界辩证。
And so this is what we're talking about in discerning the spiritual realm.
那圣经给我们的一个原则是跟我们一样。
And one of the biblical decrees is that just as we have.
我们就是指着在保罗那个彼得是他得到真正的圣灵，是五旬节降下那个主耶稣所应许的神应许的圣灵。
And just as we have is the time when Peter received the Holy Spirit during the day of Pentecost.
那对我们而讲呢？
And what is it for us?
我们是在真耶稣教会里面。
Is that we are in the true Jesus Church.
我们领受了全备福音。
We have to receive the complete truth.
所得到的圣灵。
And we have received the Holy Spirit.
这个之下我们再以后再来讲了哈。
So we'll continue with this at another point.
那这一点现在我们面临到的是，就是现在已经没有说现在没有说什么五旬节教派了，现在。不是五旬节教派也是五旬节教派了，像现在你说那个我们常讲如果是长老会不是五旬节教系统的，但他们也是在求圣灵。
And so now when we say that the Pentecostal movement, you no longer have to be part of the Pentecostal denomination to pray for the Holy Spirit. For example, the Presbyterian Church prays for the Holy Spirit too.
天主教里面现在在求圣灵。
And the Catholics are also praying for the Holy Spirit.
路德会。
The Lutheran Church.
这是很传统的，这个就是比较教会里面他们以前是跟所谓的灵恩派是相对的，现在他们在里面，他们在求圣灵说灵言了。
Lutheran churches before very conservative, but now they are also they used to be very opposed to the charismatic movement, but now they too are praying for the Holy Spirit.
所以这是一个很大的考验。
So this is a very great test.
我有一次到一个地方，叫做那个 Kigoris.
And one time I went to a place called.
Kigolis.
Kigolis.
我们在那边布道。
And I was evangelizing there.
那当然讲完之后就是要祷告。
And so after I spoke, we were going to have a prayer.
当然是问他们有没有得到圣灵。
And so I asked them, have you received the Holy Spirit?
几乎每个人都说他们得到圣灵。
And just about everybody said that they had.
问他们为什么？ And I said, 他们怎么晓得他们得圣灵？
And I said, well, how do you know you received it?
每个人都说他们讲灵言。
And all of them said that I speak in tongues.
你不用告诉他，你不用。我们以差不多30年前，你应该说得圣灵的什么凭据是什么？说灵言、说方言，对不对？这要强调这。现在不用了。你问他，他就跟你回答你这个正确的答案。
And so 30 years ago, when you say, "Do you know how you can prove that you receive the Holy Spirit?" It's by speaking in tongues. But nowadays, you just ask people, and they can give you the answer.
怎么办？
And so what do you do?
那就问他们怎么得到的了。
So I asked them, "How did they receive the Holy Spirit?"
当然，他们都是。不同的教派，但是一个共同就是他们会倒下去。
And of course, they were all from different denominations, but they had one thing in common, which was that they will all fall down.
就是他们第一次的经验都是这样子。
And the first experience of the Holy Spirit is this.
那我就跟他们说，那绝对不是圣灵了。
And then I told them this is most definitely not the Holy Spirit.
又从圣经跟他们谈嘛。
And then I explained to them through the Bible.
那谈完之后。
And so after our talk.
有一个特别勇敢的。
And there was one who was especially brave.
印象很深，他当然叫 Peter.
And I remember his name was Peter.
他说我得的绝对是圣灵啊。
He says that what I have received is most definitely the Holy Spirit.
那我说绝对不是。
And I said, well, it's most definitely not.
因为我很有自信啊。
Because I have
不是我自己的自信，从圣经里面来听他的。
I have great self-confidence, and not in myself, but actually in the Bible.
但是已经僵局了。
But already.
僵局了，他说他一定是圣灵，我说绝对不是。
We already just.There was already a standoff, and he said that I have the Holy Spirit. I said you don't.
那只好祷告啦。
And so all we do is pray.
是布道会嘛，对不对？也是不管了他那么多。
And it was an evangelical service, and so I couldn't pay that much attention to one person.
那开始一祷告。
And so after we started praying,
他马上那个就倒下去了。
Immediately he fell down.
一倒下去，那个以屁股为中心就转了。
And then as he fell down, his
我没有看转那么厉害的。
His bottom was as the center, and he started spinning. And I've never seen anybody spin this greatly.
旁边人都扫，有一个扫的倒了。
And then everybody around him was hit by him, and they fell too.
哎叫。
And he started screaming.
我看就晓得，哎，你看，我就把我们那个跟我去的一个实习生说，我们的信徒啊说，你看嘛，所以说给我们看一次体验这样。
And so I took the intern, our church member, and I said, well, look at this. Jesus Christ has allowed us to see this experience.
魔鬼很有力量，因为那个全部都是慕道者，没有一个，只有我跟另外一个同工，我们两个是信徒。
And Satan is very powerful.
其他人就一扫就倒。
And so there were no other two church members except for me and the intern. And so every single one of them, they all fell too.
那我们就赶鬼了。赶鬼啊
oh, so we cast out demons.
很有力量哦，错。
And it had
great, 他很有力量啊。
The demon had great power.
嗯，但是圣灵更有力量。
But the Holy Spirit has greater power.
那当然也是，不是说故意让他受点苦了。我们其他人要帮忙祷告嘛，对不对
？And so it wasn't that we just wanted him to suffer more, but we also had to help pray for the other people.
因为他实在是看他在受苦啊。
But we saw that he was truly suffering.
我们帮别人按手祷告了。
So we laid hands upon the other people and prayed.
那其中有一个警察。
And amongst them was a policeman.
他也是有点吓到，搞什么这
？He was very frightened, saying, "What is this person doing?"
非洲有时候那个什么警察很威风的。
And sometimes the African policemen are very
很威风啊。
Are very
不是他有很 authority 啊。
Are very authoritative.
因为他们在街上有时候收钱呢、啊。
Because they can just go to the streets and just collect money from people.
是事实啊，你不去你试试看。
This is a fact. You can go and try it for yourself.
但是遇到魔鬼会吓到就是了。
But when they face up with the devil, they will be frightened too.
那我们就继续祷告。
And so we continue to pray.
一方面也帮助这个人。
And so on one hand, we also prayed for this person.
感谢主那一次祷告，然后三个得到圣灵。
And we thank God.
真的得圣灵很充满。
We thank God that during that prayer, three people truly received the Holy Spirit.
那在非洲祷告结束就是拍手嘛。
And so in Africa, we
我们拍手，因为没有铃啊，没有什么。
When we conclude prayer, we always clap our hands because there's no bell there.
那拍手完之后，他就那个护鬼就站起来。
And so after we clapped our hands, the person who was demon possessed stood up.
他说：“拜托，我没有得圣灵啊。”
He says,
跟大家说，他说：“对不起，我没有得到圣灵。”
He says, "Please help me. I'm sorry. I don't have the Holy Spirit."
他说：“那是邪灵啊。”
He says, "It's the evil spirit."
他说：“这次更厉害啊。”
He says, "This time it's even worse."
他说：“以前也是这样子，但是没有那么痛苦，就是。”
He says, "Before it was the same thing, but it wasn't as bad."
那这次真的鬼就离开了。
But truly, this time
就是祷告结束完之后，鬼离开。
And so truly, after this time, this prayer, this, Satan left him.
他年纪蛮大的。
And he was a pretty old age.
讲到哭啊。
And so he started speaking, started crying.
然后我们就安慰他一下嘛。
And so we comforted him.
说再祷告会得圣灵的啦。
And so just continue to pray and you will receive the Holy Spirit.
因为他们得圣灵跟我们不一样。
Because they receive the Holy Spirit in a different manner than we do.
我们得的圣灵真的是不一样，我们是有真理的圣灵。
We receive the Holy Spirit is definitely different because this is the Spirit of Truth.
因为圣灵跟真理汇合在一起的。
And because the Spirit and the Truth are combined together in one.
没有真理的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit without the Truth.
那个圣灵有时候只是，如果他以后会来的话，可能是神在引导他，不是真正应许的圣灵。
Then if this person comes back again, it is perhaps God moving him, and it is not guidance by the Holy Spirit.
我的理解是这样子。
And this is my understanding.
有些人他们在别的教会信耶稣。
Some people they believe in another church.
他们祷告有灵的感动。
And when they pray, they have the movement of the Spirit.
他们祷告可能有时候病得医治了，如果。
And sometimes when they pray, perhaps their sickness is even healed.
不是全部从神来，如果其中有从神来的。
And it is not all from God, but perhaps among some it is from God.
我们也不要太难过了。
We shouldn't feel too bad about it either.
是不是？我们有时候认为说，这讲下去，我要小心一点，不然会脱线。
I should be a little more careful.
我们先讲我们跟外教会的关系啦。
Let's first speak of our relationship with the other churches.
我讲外的教会就是说很正统的规矩的那些基督徒。
And when I say of the other churches, I mean very conservative Christians who keep who
很正统，很规矩， very, 很有追求的。
They actually pursue after the truth.
我们是同父异母啊。
And so we are
同一个爸爸，不同的妈妈。
And we are stepchildren, same father.、
这个道理大家都懂嘛，对不对？ Yes. 大家都听过了哈。
I think we've all heard this before.
我们有同样，他信同一个耶稣哦。
And they believe in the same Jesus.
你在下的不是在座的、哦，你们。如果有从别的教会到真耶稣教会来的
，And if there's any amongst you who have come from another church to the true Jesus Church，
你对耶稣的那个对神对耶稣的那个这个信仰没有改变
，Your faith towards God towards Jesus has not changed。
一般呢、啊，我问过上百个
，This is for the most part I've asked over 100 people。
不一样的是什么？教会
And what is different is the church.
像亚伯，甚至这个道理讲起来要差不多一个小时多。
We'll need over an hour to speak on this topic.
但是希望能够厘清了，不然的话讲你一头雾水。
And so I'd just like to clarify on this point.
圣经说，在那个加拉太书二章四章二十四节以下，有说亚伯拉罕有两个儿子。
In Galatians chapter 4, verse 24, it says that Abraham had two sons.
可能有人没听过了哈。
And perhaps some people have not heard this before.
其实在以人间来讲，亚伯拉罕有八个儿子。
And actually, in the fleshly point of view, Abraham had eight children.
对不对？亚伯拉罕有八个儿子嘛哈。
Abraham had eight children.
但圣经说他有两个儿子。
The Bible says that he had two.
但是他这两个儿子是代表，他是用取其中两个来讲这个比喻了哈。
But they are just picking two to talk about this parable.
一个是以撒，一个是以实玛利。
One is Isaac and one is Ishmael.
以实玛利叫亚伯拉罕爸爸。
Ishmael calls Abraham dad.
亚伯拉罕绝对不会说我不认识你，你是谁。
And then Abraham will most definitely not say to him, "Who are you? I don't know you."
他一定说哟。
And he'll say, "I'm here."
是不是？
有。
如果亚伯拉罕说我不认识你，这亚伯拉罕也。没有资格当什么信仰之父，太没有人情了。他生的，是不是
？If Abraham doesn't admit that he's his father, then he can't be the father of faith because he bore him.
啊，这两个兄弟，他们是兄弟哦。
And these two brothers.
但是他们的结局是完全不同。
But their end is completely different.
但是他们有同样有一个共同的一段生活过。
But they also lived the same kind of life for a period of time.
对不对？当以撒那个断奶之前，他们是住在一起的哦。
And so before Isaac was weaned, they lived together.
你看那个夏甲偷跑出去，那个神还叫他回来啊。
And we can see when Hagar left, ran away, God told him to come, told her to come back.
神很有怜悯的。
Because God is very merciful.
做错是一回事啊。
Doing the wrong thing is one thing.
公义神会审判。
And God will judge.
但是神是有慈爱的。
But God is also merciful.
好，所以当那个以撒断奶之前，他们是住一起的喽。
And so the time before Isaac was weaned, they lived together.
他们同样叫亚伯兰爸爸。
And they both called Abraham father.
把那个亚伯兰一起说哟。
And so Abraham answers yo.
说 yes.
He says yes.
不是我们从小在台湾不是叫你是都用吗？啊，习惯了。
That's the answer that Taiwanese people give.
好，那现在后来不那个什么命运不一样。
But then their fate was different.
后来以实玛利被赶出去了。
And so Ishmael was cast out.
是不是？为什么？
Why was he cast out?
不是他长得丑，
wasn't that he was ugly?
不是他长得不高，
or that he wasn't tall.
你也不能说他品性不好，
you can't say that his personality is bad.
圣经都没有讲这个的，
the Bible never referred to any of these.
圣经没有讲你不要加进去，
and if the Bible didn't say it, don't add it in.
唯一的是什么？
The only thing that the Bible said.
他只好叫命苦啊，因为他的妈妈是怎么样，被生错人呐、啊，被错不对人生呐、啊。
But the only bad thing about him is that he was born by the wrong mother.
我们圣经都很熟，都是工人，对不对？圣经说他是为什么？他是为奴的妈妈生的，他是不是？
The Bible says
只有这样子而已啊。
That she was born, he was born of the bondswoman.
以人间来讲的话，实在你想不透。我妈妈生我，所以因为他是我妈妈，所以我就要被赶出去。
And so looking from a man's point of view, it's just because this person is my mother, and that's the reason why I'm being cast out.
那以撒年纪又小，
and Isaac was younger.
他可能比较笨一点的是，说不定。
And perhaps he was even the dumber one.
因为他被讥笑嘛，对不对？
Because they laughed at him.
但是他年纪比较大就是了啦。Yeah. 那个以实玛利年纪比较大嘛，所以才会讥笑他嘛，是不是戏弄他
？Ishmael was older, so he picked on him.
他就是因为被对的妈妈生出来。
Because Isaac was born by the right mother.
其实他们两个都很爱爸爸的。
Actually, both of them loved their father very much.
亚伯拉罕死的时候，谁去埋葬他们？
When Abraham died, who buried him?
他们两个人一起去的。
Both of them went together.
他们私下里面感情很好的。
And so actually, the relationship between them was pretty good.
但是那个命运到最后是完全不一样的。
But then their lives was completely different.
在属肉方面，他们感情很好。 他们还住在一起。
And so in the fleshly point of view, they had a very good relationship. They even lived together.
但到最后，但保罗是用这个来讲属灵的比喻了。
But Paul was using this to speak of a spiritual parable.
跟这个一样。
It's the same thing here.
正统的教会拜诚信拜耶稣的人，他们也是我们的什么同父异母的兄弟姊妹。
And so traditional churches, conservative churches who also pursue after the truth, they are we have the same father but different mothers.
你跟爸爸说，爸爸给我饼干。
And so you say to your father, give me some cookies.
好，他拿最好的给你。
And he gives the best cookies to you.
那你同一母的那个偏房生的也要说爸爸给一点，那他爸爸拿一个什么牛奶饼干就是比较不好的给他，你也不要那么嫉妒。爸爸你怎么给他那个
？And so when your step brother or sister asks the father for a cookie, and then the father gives them the not so good cookies, don't be upset at them.
我的意思是说。外教会如果他们有得到什么东西，我们不用奇怪，以为说什么了不起啊，你要看说我是正房的，我是正统，我是得救的，我是应许的。你不要老是看他说他拿了一块小饼干，他拿一个小的牛奶糖，对不对？你有巧克力糖啊，巧克力糖应该比较好。
My point is that as our church, when we have the truth, we're the promised one. And so when we see that another church, God has given them something, they have a not so good cookie, we shouldn't be jealous of that because we have the chocolate cookie.
所以在这个我们那这个也就是防止你不要被迷惑掉。
And so this is to help us not become lost in this.
如果这个很重要。
This is very important.
一般来看，真耶稣教会的信徒会到外教会去的。
And if we look at true Jesus church members, they go to another church.
就是我们传统都说，除了真耶稣教会之外，
so,
怎么样
？Traditionally speaking, we say aside from the true Jesus church.
外面都没有神迹，外面都没有圣灵。
There's no Holy Spirit. There's no miracles outside of here.
那如果你去，明明有神迹啊。
But then if you actually go and you see that there truly is a miracle.
那你。很容易说，那也是对啦。
And then very easily you'll think, well, this is right also.
那你就被迷惑了。
And then you have been deceived.
是不是？得救不在乎神迹。
Salvation is not through miracles.
那他们也可能会有灵的感动。
And perhaps they too will have the movement of the Spirit.
但是要小心的是，他们是不是得到应许的圣灵？
But what's important is whether or not they have received the promised Holy Spirit.
那个我们常用的那个《哥林多前书》第十二章。
We often use 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
这边所讲的。
And what it speaks of here.
说如果不是被神的灵感动，就没有说耶稣是可做主的；如果不是被圣灵感动，也没有人说耶稣是主的。
Verse 3.
他们没有做主耶稣。
They did not curse Jesus.
他们也称耶稣为主。
And they also call Jesus Lord.
他们真的有的是很诚心的，你不能说他假。
And there are truly some who are very devout and true in their hearts.
但是他们是被圣灵感动的。
But they have just been moved by the Holy Spirit.
我们也不用去怎么样，去否定他了。
And we don't need to go and deny them either.
好，我们先休息一下。
Rest a bit.
还没讲完哦，所以现在先不要，下个先不用问问题，因为我想你会问很多问题。
Yeah,
我刚讲的。
We're not done, so please.
第二节完之后再来问。
Please don't ask me any questions.
因为你没讲完，现在目前还不要误会啊。
And so don't be confused as of yet.
最后一句，真耶稣教会是唯一的教会。
And so my last sentence, Jesus Church is the only church that is to be saved.